Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jessica Ojeda, your online English teacher, and you have come to one of my journal entries. Yeah, where I just talk about things that happen in my daily life in English. Okay, so yesterday I went to a therapist appointment, and my mama, she told me, make sure you ask your therapist about the phone situation. Well, let me tell y'all what the phone situation is. I really dislike communicating by phone. I mean, so much to the point where I really avoid it at all costs. I mean, and it's not just with strangers. I don't want to communicate with anybody on the phone. I think the only person that I'm okay with calling, I'm trying to think, maybe my boyfriend, and I might be okay with my mama. Those two people, they don't give me that, you know, they don't give me that sick feeling when I have to make a phone call or answer their phone calls, you know. But everyone else, I just can't seem to communicate effectively on the phone. So my mom was like, you've got to do something about that. You've got to talk to your therapist. And I did. I spoke with my therapist about it, and she says it's anxiety. Well, I kind of knew it was anxiety. Or I didn't really know if it was anxiety or not. I also thought it might have been selfishness because I don't like the phone. And I thought, well, maybe it's because I don't like the phone. I don't want to talk to anybody. But the therapist told me, no, if it were just the fact that, if it were just you being selfish, you wouldn't get that sick feeling. So therefore, because I get a little sick feeling in my tummy, it must be anxiety. So, she said I have to write a list of things, like, not a list of things, but like when I have to make a phone call, or when I have to do something and it involves making a phone call, I should list that out. Like, my stepdad asked me to get his truck taken to the shop. Well, I have to make a phone call in order to do that. I have to call my stepdad and find out where the key is to the truck. And I hope I don't have to call anybody else to get the key. So that's one phone call. And then I have to call the shop and tell them or ask them, can I bring in the truck and talk to them about that. So that's another phone call. I don't know. It's just all so stressful. And it really is so simple. Oh my goodness. It's so simple, isn't it? When I say it on here talking with you, it's like, wow. I have been postponing this for over a month now. So I'm going to do step one. Step one is to make arrangements to make the phone calls. So I'm going to write down, like my therapist said, I'm going to write down like the list of, I'm going to list the things that I have to do in order to get my stepdad's truck to the shop. Step one, I need to call my stepdad to find out where the key is to the truck. Step two, get the key. Step three, I need somebody to go with me to get the truck. So I'll get my boyfriend to go with me to get the truck. Step four, call the dealership where I'll get the truck taken to, you know, to be worked on. I have to call them. That was step four. Step five, take the truck to be dropped off. And that's it. Oh, just five steps. I can do it, y'all. All right, so tell me about a little bit of anxiety-producing thing or things that happen to you, and let's make a goal to get rid of them. Get them done, and we will be stronger. Yeah, I'll be so much stronger when I get those five little steps done. It'll be like, wow, I did it. It took me a month, but I did it. Thank you all for listening to My English Journal Online. This is Jessica Ojeda. Visit my website. It's selvinglais.com. Bye-bye. Mwah!